Thank you, Mr. President. Now it's the first time I take the floor today. I would like to thank you and your team for your tremendous effort to come up with this text, this consolidated version. It's a good basis for discussion, as our colleagues have said, but we think there are many more details to be refined. So we are very committed to support you and your team on the effort to do that and to have proper deliverables of this meeting. So let me emphasize a few points. First and foremost, we think that the structure with benefit is a strong point, but we think that the structure will benefit some changes, some refinement, maybe because we are mentioning in both section A and B, in para 2 and 4, the fact that the group of experts will have to agree on mandates. There will be merit to describe the group of experts first. So what we think would be helpful, as the UK has proposed, to have section E first with previous ASP, and then to have section F with future ASP, where we also have the description of the group of experts mandate. And then we can work from there on. As several delegations mentioned, we think that, as much we value the international cooperation and assistance and Article 10, we think that there has to be a proper balance between this and the scientific and technological process. And there is complementarity, a lot of complementarity. And it's first and foremost, as Germany has said, this is first and foremost an instrument of disarmament. So we have to focus on what we can adapt today from the main core, the main mandate of this convention. And as US has said, to bring the convention to the 21st century. And for that, we need to examine, to have a snapshot of the life sciences development, the very dynamic development of biotechnologies too. But then again, as it was mentioned, we would benefit of some clarification of what has been comprised in section B. As much as we are very much supporting the this mechanism. And then coming a bit back on section A, and sorry for that, we very much agree that it's not just this that would contribute to the implementation of Article 10, maybe not full implementation, you can say contribute to the implementation. On this, we have a question on the, what we think it's a sort of a mapping exercise that is described in 1A when we mention the fact that you should identify and enforce the complementarities between what the convention is doing and other relevant international organizations, and I think there's an S missing there. It would be very difficult to know, first and foremost, what's happening within the UN on all the mechanisms, and to find, we very much agree that we don't have to overlap initiatives and projects, but it will be very difficult to actually identify proper complementarities. Of course, we encourage that, and if it's possible, for sure, but we also have to think about the absorption capacities, and again, about the non-duplicatory efforts. We support the suggestion of the Honorable Delegate of Japan. In B, action plan to be elaborated. It's forward-looking aspect. It should be a further forward-looking aspect. And then, yes, also on C and voluntary trust fund is not for, not just this for the full implementation of Article 10. Again, it would contribute to the implementation of Article 10. And yes, and another question, but that's a generic question, would be to clarify a bit the timelines on which the group of experts will have to operate, and if we are indeed empowering only the group of experts to agree on all these mandates, and why in B the action plan is to be elaborated by the steering group. It seems that we need to clarify a bit, as I guess UK has said, the sequentiality of the process. That's what Canada also added. And of course, as Austria and many other colleagues mentioned, we have to also think about the financial and human resources I think we have to first agree on what we can agree on, or to decide that we have to take very clear decisions on things that are not very ripe, but on things that are, or that where we already have a proper understanding and we can already start working on, as the S&T process, we should already have a decision at this REFCON. And I wanted to highlight one more thing, and sorry for my long intervention. The Honorable Delegate of Belgium has said, we very much like and support the importance of bio-risk management, biosafety and biotechnology aspects that should be properly included, I guess in B if possible. Yes, thank you so much.